Greetings. This is Uncle Lot. Tonight I have an emergency broadcast based on this just in news from Sweden. Sweden is under attack. Just this past Sunday morning, Ab and I, we had the pleasure of interviewing Mr. Jonathan Kirby, hailing from Sweden, which is why this is very disturbing news tonight. The very thought that he and his fellow countrymen and women are under attack just makes me shake my head. I mean, at first I was just like, this can't be, this cannot be, this has to be a hoax. Unfortunately, I'm here to tell you tonight that it's not. As a matter of fact, before Sweden falls fully, Jonathan was bravely able to send to me through his Telegram, he sent to my attention a video that I'm going to share with you right now. I think after our discussion that we had on Sunday, I just think that Jonathan trusted that I would be brave enough to share it. Now, I will warn you, this is not for young viewing. So please, if you have children, please watch this in private, out of their view. This I beg you. Okay, I'm going to play the first part of the video, and I'm going to pause just prior to the attack. Now, before we watch it, though, please remember that Sweden is the only country in the world, that did not bend the knee to what some consider to be medical tyranny, the tyranny that the rest of us have experienced. Full lockdowns, mandated masks, social distancing, destroyed businesses, canceled travel, canceled school, canceled weddings, increased suicide, increased drug overdoses, and even canceled funerals. Sweden has experienced none of that. Well, what you're about to see, ladies and gentlemen, is extremely alarming. It is visual evidence that Sweden's thumbing their noses at the deadliness of this worldwide pandemic would indeed deliver consequences that are almost now incomprehensible.
Hello, everybody. My name is Svetlana. Today is October 12, 2020. Now it's about 5 o'clock, Monday. And we're going to see how does Sweden go with coronavirus situation, public transport, masks, and social distance.
She is the silent assassin.
So as you can see, there are plenty of people, and we're going to see how this look outside as well, or inside.
These poor people are so unsuspecting. Some are wary, though. One dude has a hazmat suit, though. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You just witnessed the silent attack of an asymptomatic carrier. You witnessed the utter disregard for human life as she spread this weapon of mass destruction that will surely take the lives of hundreds of otherwise healthy human beings. You saw it. You witnessed it. You saw her go through that train like a hot butter and knife. Or maybe that's a hot knife and butter. You know what I mean. Okay, I'm getting out of roll now. This is why you subscribe to this channel. I bring to you breaking news that you will not find elsewhere. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going back into roll. Jonathan Kirby. if by some miracle you make it, if by some miracle you make it through this cowardly attack by this asymptomatic silent assassin, please, John, reach out, because we're saving a seat. We're saving a seat for you at the Little Kids Roundtable. Our heart's with you, John. Our heart's with you.